Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is the Mishnah Yomi Shir for the 16th of Nisan, pre-recorded, obviously, and we are in Chapter 6 of Pesachim on Mishnah Hey, HaPesach Sheshchatu Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos. What if somebody slaughtered a Paschal lamb, but with the wrong intention? He slaughtered it not for the purpose of a Passover offering on Shabbat. Hayav Alav Chatat. He is chayiv to bring another carbon chatas, and he's going to have to bring that one on a weekday, Rav Asai. He's going to have to bring that not on a Shabbos. He's chayiv to bring a sin offering because he has desecrated the Sabbath. As we mentioned yesterday, by chagiga, we don't bring a chagiga on Shabbat because the shechita and the bringing of the carbon, the slaughter, and all of the rituals that are necessary, that are forbidden activities on Shabbat, are only permitted b'moado for Pesach, not for Chagiga. So here, it was a Pesach, but he slaughtered it, for example, for the sake of an Ola or a Chatas or something else. And the Mishnah continues, Ushar kol zvachim, but if it was a different animal, it wasn't supposed to be a Paschal lamb, sheshchaton l'shum Pesach, and he slaughtered this cow for the sake of a Pesach. So then there's a chiluk here. Im einan ru'uyin, if it's an animal that could not become a Pesach, it's, for example, a cow, chayev. Then he has to bring a chatat, he's desecrated the Sabbath. Im ru'uyin hen, but if it was a sheep or a goat, a lamb, Rabbi Elazar, mechayev chatas. Rabbi Elazar says he's still chayev. Rabbi Yeshua, Poter Yeshua says he's not obligated to bring a carbon chatas for desecrating the Sabbath. Now, the issue here is Rabbi Yeshua is bringing up an issue we've mentioned called Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah. He's making a mistake while he's trying to do a mitzvah. So if he says, well, I'm sorry, I thought this little lamb was a carbon Pesach, was a Paschal lamb, and it really wasn't. Lamaisa, it wasn't, but he thought it was. So he was making a mistake trying to do a mitzvah, and that's not good. He's still broken the Sabbath, but he's not obligated to bring a carbon for that, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im a Pesach. He says, what about the Pesach? Shu mutter lishmo. That on Shabbat, it's allowed to bring a Pesach for the sake of a Pesach. After all, it says, b'moado, as we've said in the past 2 days. Kishashina et shmo, but when you change its name, meaning you slaughter this carbon Pesach for the sake of a chatas, or the sake of a nazir's shlamim or something, chayev. Then he's desecrated the Sabbath. He has to bring an offering for that. Zvachim, other sacrifices, other animals, they weren't supposed to be a Passover offering. Shenasurin lishman, you can't bring them on a Pesach that falls on Shabbat. It's forbidden to do so. Kashashina et shmon, if you change their name to try to make them into a Paschal lamb, ein adin chayev. So certainly they should be chayev. Amar Rabbi Yeshua loy. Rabbi Yeshua says the logic doesn't necessarily flow like you're saying, Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Marta, if you're saying bePesach Shishina Ladavar Oser, a Pesach that you're trying to change into a chatas, and it's Shabbos, you can't bring a chatas on Shabbos, so that would be a problem. Definitely be chayev. Tomar bZvachim Shishina Ladavar Mutter. But here we're talking about a sheep or a goat, a young goat, a kid that it could theoretically be a carbon Pesach, and he's trying to make it into a carbon Pesach, and you're allowed to bring a carbon Pesach. If this animal really were supposed to be designated as a carbon Pesach, it would have been mutter to bring it on Shabbat. So therefore, you could say it's pater because of ta b'davar mitzvah. He thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he has some sort of valid excuse, so he should not be high of a carbon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer is back, a murid tzibur yochihu, the limbs of a carbon tzibur will prove you wrong. Shen mutarin lishman. It is mutter to burn the limbs of a tzibur offering, a public communal offering, such as the tamid, the constant offerings of the morning and the afternoon, or the musafin, that we daven our prayer, our tefillah to musaf, connected the additional musaf offerings that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, on Yontov. So it's allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov to burn the limbs from these offerings. But still, a shochet lishman, chayiv, if somebody takes a different animal that's not a carbon sibur, it's not supposed to be a tamid or a musaf, and he slaughters it for the sake of a tamid or a musaf, he's chayiv, even though he's making a mistake. Well, he's trying to do a mitzvah. After all, it's a mitzvah to bring the tamid even on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to bring the musaf even on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, doing a sin, breaking Shabbos with shechita of this animal while he's trying to do a mitzvah, doesn't make him exempt from bringing a carbon for breaking Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, no, your logic does not prove your argument. Ima Marta, if you're talking about Emorid Sibur, limbs of the public offerings, Sheyesh Lachen Kitzvah, there is a limit, there's a set number of public offerings on Shabbat and Yom Tov, We know we have the two tamidim, the continual offering of the morning and the afternoon, and a set number of musaf offerings depending on the day. So therefore, if somebody is making a mistake and he's trying to bring like an extra public offering, of course that's invalid. And of course he should be liable to bring a chatas for breaking Shabbos. Tomar b'Pesach, could you say the same thing with Korban Pesach? She'ein loy kitzva. Pesach has no limits. Pesach has no end. There could be 1,000, 10,000 Korbanot Pesach brought on that day. There's no set number. Therefore, if somebody has a lamb or a kid and he's slaughtering it for the sake of a Korban Pesach, even though this animal, Lamaisa, is not a Korban Pesach, he should be patur according to Yeshua, because Talmud of the Bar Mitzvah. Rabbi Meir asked this discussion, even if somebody is, he thinks he's doing an offering for the sake of a communal offering, which is allowed on the Shabbat, he's still patur, even though Lamaisa it's not, because there's a limit to those, because he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, so he's more expansive on the doctrine of Tav Devar Mitzvah. Great, Mishnah Vav, a similar concept we've learned before, Shechatu Shlo Le'uchlav, slaughtered a Korban Pesach for people who are not able to eat it. They're too old or they don't have teeth. Shlo Le'menuyah, people who are not in the group. Le'arelim Le'tzmeim, for people who do not have a bris milah or are tame and they cannot eat the sacrificial meat. Chayev, if he did so on Shabbat, he's chayev to bring a Korban Chatas for breaking Shabbat. La'ochlev shalol la'ochlev, people who can and can't eat, l'menuyev shalol l'menuyev, people in the group and not in the group, l'mulin arelim, people with a bris milah and without, l'tachorim mitzameyim, people who are ritually pure and impure, putter, because his act of slaughter is allowing the Korban Pesach to be eaten by those people who are fit halachically to eat it. Shechatu v'nimsa balmum, chayiv, if they slaughtered it and they say, hey, look, there's a mum, there's a blemish on the outside of this animal, he's chayev because he should have checked it first. We do not slaughter a balmum. It's not fit to be a korban, not fit to be a kosher offering. So he should have checked first. But by contrast, shechato, he slaughtered his Korban Pesach, v'nimsa treifa beseter, potter. And they find inside the animal, it's a treifa. Now he's potter. He did a slaughter. L'maisa, they can't use the animal. They can't eat the animal. We don't eat treif for bosai. Can't eat a treif. But they opened it up and they found there's a hole in the lungs. That's the most common treifa. That's one we always check for continually is a hole in the lungs. So if he finds that, we had no way of knowing before the slaughter. So his act of slaughter was done under the pretenses that he was really doing the mitzvah and they were really going to eat this Korban Pesach. So when it finds out they can't, because it's a treifa, putter. Shechatu, he slaughtered it v'noda and then finds out, shemashru b'ayli mesyodam, that the people who were registered on this animal in this group, they've all withdrawn from this group and joined other groups. Oshemetu, or the Nebuch, they passed away. Oshenitmu, or they became tame and can no longer eat the Korban Pesach. Potter, v'nei shechat shachtat bereshut, because at the time he did the shechita and started the offering process, he thought everyone was good to go, and he was slaughtering it for an allowed purpose, Korban Pesach b'moadol. Yashar kochachem, chakashar v'smeach.